Chapter 2 On Becoming a Leader by Warren Bennis. 1989. In a nutshell, true leadership arises in the full expression of a person's unique potential. Bennis is a major figure in the academic study of leadership, but has also popularized the subject through bestsellers. In 1985, he co-authored Leaders, based on observation and interviews with 90 of America's leaders, ranging from astronaut Neil Armstrong to McDonald's founder Ray Kroc. The book's conclusion was that leadership is more crucial than we know, yet can be learned by anyone. While Leaders is a business classic that analyzes the nature of leadership, On Becoming a Leader is more personal, asking how you can make leadership a habit of existence while around you the world becomes a blur of change. The second book is the product of more in-depth dialogue with a smaller number of people, 28 in all, including film director Sidney Pollack, feminist author Betty Friedan, and musician and A&M Records founder Herb Alpert. What is a leader? On Becoming a Leader provides many fine insights. Perhaps the key one, and the theme of the book, is this. True leaders are not interested in proving themselves. They want, above all, to be able to express themselves fully. Proving oneself implies a limited or static view of the self, whereas leaders, by continually seeking their fullest expression, must be willing to engage in periodic reinvention. For Bennis's leaders, life is not a competition, but a flowering. Structured education and society often get in the way of leadership. What we need to know gets lost in what we are told we should know. Real learning is the process of remembering what's important to you, and becoming a leader is therefore the act of becoming more and more your true self. Leadership is an engagement with life itself because it demands that your unique vision be accomplished, and that usually involves...